Hi, Greg.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. It's Nadine Medina. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. I tried calling you. I guess you had called the other day. They asked me to give you a call. I tried, but then I left early because I wasn't feeling well.
And, you know, I kind of forgot. I've been a little bit busy lately, so good thing you called back.
I hear you. Right? No worries. No worries. So how can I help you?
Is there a referral for referring people to...
You know what? Let me look into it because I want to make sure. So that way, if you refer someone, you get credit. You know what I mean?
I did see something about it, but yeah, I haven't
yeah,
really.
Yeah, I know that there is like a referral. I'm not sure what exactly, but I could find out for you. Like,
I mean,
what's the referral? Like, if someone signs up, you refer someone and they sign up, what do you get in return for that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I can look into it for you, and then you want me to call you back?
Yeah, and then I can give you his info. I'll give you his info either way, but I mean, if there is a referral thing, might as well take advantage of it, right?
You're like, shoot, send it, huh?
Yeah, so either way, you'll get his number, but if there's a,
okay.
I think he's a referral, but that was like a long time ago, and
yeah.
And, if you could look into it, that'd be cool.
I will definitely look into that. Yeah, for sure. Is this a guy like with tree business too, or?
No, he creates things out of wood.
He creates what? I'm sorry? My phone cut out.
He makes pretty much custom designs, pretty much out of wood or metal.
Oh, like, oh, wow, really?
He has, like, a laser
nice.
Cutter, and he makes kinds of all kinds of stuff. And
oh, sweet.
He was here, and he heard me talking to
Bonnie?
Someone about Bonnie.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? He's like, what is that? Is that Google campaigns? And I'm like, no, it's a little different. And then he's kind of interested. So I don't know if he's going to sign up for sure, but we'll give it a shot.
But at least talk to him, right? What's his name?
Yeah, Aaron?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have his number?
Yeah. One second here.
How's the weather over there? We're like freezing in California. Well, freezing.
It's cold.
You don't even want to know what
snow
freezing.
All around
You'll
the mountains.
You'll probably laugh at me when I tell you freezing.
it's like
50 and I'm like, oh my gosh, my bones
oh
are hurting right now.
Don't move here.
I know. I was talking to some guy back east, and he told me he's all, man, if I had 50-degree weather right now, I'd be walking. Like, he was basically saying he would walk in chanclas, as a slingshot, and shorts. I'm like, okay. He's all, that's nothing. We're below blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, man, yeah, don't even talk to me about that. I have my brother-in-law's in Oregon. My husband's younger brother, he moved out there when he went to college, and then he – found is, well, now his wife now, but, so, yeah, it gets pretty cold over there, huh?
There's colder places, yeah, it gets, rarely, but it'll go down to 23, but right now we're kind of, morning, 30s
right now.
And you
guys are slower paced, right? It's not like over here where we're at, where everybody's in a hurry.
I don't know, it's getting pretty bad down here, but no, probably not as mm-hmm. bad as there, especially
I think everybody's like,
city.
Yeah, I think everybody is, like, kind of moving from here to other states. Like, Oregon would be one of them, Texas.
A lot of people from California right now.
They're like, take your you guys need to go back.
Not only that, it's not fair because I don't know what's going on here, but you guys are bringing all your expensive
expensive
housing and interest over here. They're like, people from California are here. We might as well match what California is charging.
Exactly, right?
Our houses right now, the interest rate is so high right here, it's crazy.
I know. I heard something on the news that in California they're supposed to drop the interest rate. We'll see, apparently, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of people from California, for sure, I'm aware of. And like I said,
yeah.
You guys are bringing all that expensive stuff with you.
You're like, keep it over there.
Go back over there if you guys didn't make the cost go up.
Right? Exactly. Okay. Whenever you're ready with Aaron.
Oh, I
number.
Thought I gave it to you. Ready?
Oh, no. <We're talking. laughs> I'm ready. It's
okay,
good.
His name is Aaron, and then the number is 541.
Uh-huh.
761.
Okay.
7888.
Okay. And then I'll find out
from the
department
He's on the campaign.
I'll find out, too, on the referral program for you, too.
Okay, and then he kind of seemed interested because I was telling him, and he's kind of popping up first from what he's doing. But
okay.
You might want to explain it then. He's also on the cheap end. He's doing the pay-by-click, which I've done that before. That's not good.
Yeah.
They can click your profile and you're paying for it already. But I guess I thought you had about more than that, but he said he's only about $40 a month. That's why he's getting charged. But, I mean, that's not going to get him anywhere.
Lamar Custom Designs. That's the name of his company, right?
Yeah, that one.
I'm looking at his Google profile page. Yeah, I know that with Google Ads, they have to allocate at the very least $300. So $40, even if he allocated that, that's not going to give him anything because Google Ads run in a rotation. And honestly, me, I prefer Facebook Ads over Google Ads or even Google Guaranteed first and foremost over any Google product, I would say, because, I mean, you know how the program works, right? With Google Ads, you can get a bunch of click fees and end up with nothing.
Right. Yeah, no, you know? I did it before, and I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he showed me. He pops up right on top. I mean, I didn't really look into it. He just showed me his phone. He
well, it could be, up. Too, because of the special niche of type of service that he does. I mean, he does really good work. I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's, like, rare.
Well, there's not much people that do it. There's not much people that do it. He probably has to pay any campaign. He just posts his name and
yeah. I mean, honestly, the kind of work that he does, like, yeah, this is, like, really customized. Very nice work.
But then again, I don't know how, with you guys, I'm pretty sure he can customize a wide variety of somebody looking up something, and he'll just
right.
pop up. Maybe they're not even looking for it, but like, oh, this is kind of cool, and then they'll look into
exactly.
it. And if they call, and they're not looking to actually do something, just asking questions, he's not going to get charged for it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I would just have to see, like, what category would be fitting for his particular service because he's a special type of niche. But I'll talk to him and see what we come up with. Okay?
Yeah, I mean,
and then I'll
look at a wide variety of his stuff. I mean, custom designs or, you know, somebody looking for, I don't know. I think there's a wide variety he can list for anybody who looks on the Internet. He could pop up there with him and they
yeah.
can choose whether.
Well, it's either listing him under carpentry, right, or knowing, like, what specifically he would want to be listed under. That's what I'm taking a look at as far as, like, the category-wise. But he's
right,
really
he's a pretty motivated
work.
Guy. He's my brother-in-law. He's pretty motivated. I don't know if he's
aww.
Still doing – we were giving him chunks of wood because we're tree servicing. He's pretty good at – he makes
that's
him putting
awesome.
That table epoxy all over him, but he saves a lot of work.
You know what? I've seen it. My husband's – he's watched YouTube videos on it, and, man, it's a lot of work. And if you
he's
mess
good.
It up –
I don't know if he,
or something comes out
wrong. I
don't know
if you add that
wrong,
stuff in there.
You got to start
sorry,
all
go
over.
I know. I know.
All over. You got to strip it, start all over, or the piece is no good.
Or just the waiting time. The waiting time. He says you put one layer and you have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
I remember he said 6 hours or the next day, and then he does another layer and
make
another
sure
layer.
Make sure that there's no bubbles. You got to make sure
yes.
it's completely dry. I mean, my husband's done it with, like, certain because my husband does those. What do you call those? Oh, it's, I don't know, you've probably seen them, and I'm using the wrong word, but it's the flags that look distressed, like the American
the
flags on wood.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
So my husband, he made a baseball one for our godson, but he was putting that, it's called resin, right? He
yeah.
was putting on it, and it was like, I don't know what happened. There was like one little thing, and it just like, he was like so mad. He was like, I got to start all over again.
Yeah,
it's all jacked up. I'm like,
fun.
Oh my gosh. And my husband's like super like, it's got to be perfect. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, you got plenty of wood there. Do what you got to do. You know what I mean? But yeah, he's like, and I'm all, dude, why does it take so long? He's all, you don't understand. I have to use like, he has a heating gun and everything. He's all, you got to make sure like there are no bubbles. You got to make sure it's even where you're setting it at to dry. You got to make sure it's an even spot that there's, he goes, cause it could mess it all up. I'm like, dang.
And then it sounds like a tough market even, like, you gotta
mm-hmm.
find rich people, get in front of the right people, cause you put a lot of time into it.
Oh yeah.
Are you really making a profit, you know?
Oh yeah, he's even, like, some people, they look at it like, I had a friend, he did one of those, blanket ladders. So instead of putting your blankets, like, in a cupboard, you have a ladder, and you throw your blankets over it, right? And it's more like decor wise, you know what I mean? And so my friend was like, oh, well, how much? And he told her straight out, he's like, listen, just pay me for the materials or whatever. And he told her $100. She's all $100. He's all, you think I bought cheap wood? How much do you think the wood cost? And he's like, I'm not even charging you for the labor. And then she's like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know, but yeah, it's like nothing comes cheap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want good stuff and you want it to last. You're going to pay a pretty penny, you know?
Yeah. And that's where he kind of got into it, because we get the wood, he gets it free kind of, but if you
yeah.
buy the wood, you kind of get it shaped. He's just getting a big log, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Crazy.
From start to finish, it's a lot of work.
It is.
So look into that, and if we
I
can
will.
Get a, if I can get
yeah,
something, that'd be awesome.
anytime you're going to send a referral or anything, let me know, right? Because I'm going to look into it and see what the, like, if you signed up, what credit you get. And then this way, you know what I mean? Because we want to make sure we're thanking you too, you know?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good, Greg. We'll have your...
Either way, I'm going to save you right now, just in case people want it. I mean, if there's a referral, yeah. Great. If not, it's still... I mean, they want to get into it. I will shoot them towards you.
Huh. Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of the day, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.